Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, let's get rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday. Ethan, I was going to kind of ask you to do me a favor and then honor you at the same time. Fred's in here, the Hall of Famer. Sue Thomas, of course, but our other producer, Ethan Hannaford, who spends a lot of time doing work on other shows, too, and not paying nearly enough attention to this show. You got some sort of, like, I come into the building today and your face is planted on the TV monitors and stuff like that. What happened? Was there something good or bad that happened? I mean, you're still here.
They're
so
telling
that's good,
me,
right?
It was good. There was some mixed messaging in the congratulations and in the, I guess you'd say, compliments made. Mm-hmm. But I guess I won the quarterly award.
Right.
Here that they give out at Odyssey.
What does that mean? Is that what you won recently, Fred?
No, I had a different
different honor.
I guess you get champion.
Champions dinner. That's right. Yeah. So you got the court. What is that?
I think your coworkers nominate you and say, hey, you're worthy of being recognized.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to vote on that?
Three C's or four C's. Creative, courageous.
Sorry.
I don't know what the other two are. But yeah, so I guess.
Hey, congratulations! But here's what I really need.
You need a Diet Coke.
Yes.
Here's what you didn't hear is while you had your headphones on and the intro music was playing, I said he's gonna make me get him a Diet Coke.
Yep. Did you say that? Yep. Did they hear?
I said he wants some poison. That's what he wants.
Exactly. That's what one of the C's was. Coke getter.
Yes.
That's courageous, creative Coke getter.
I am left without a can here next to me, and I've been nursing one lately.
Oh,
so,
poor you.
But no, congratulations on that, Ethan. And I apologize if it was something that I was supposed to participate in, like from a vote perspective or anything like that. Did I tell you guys about this? There's a show on, I think it was that show DMV, which is actually kind of funny. I watched one episode of it. Have you seen the preview?
I've seen the preview.
And then there was a scene in the show last week where somebody is confused about something and they say an email went out and the character goes, like a work email? I don't check those. I thought it was like me,
so
right,
it's your
Fred?
People, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But anyway, congratulations, Ethan.
Thank you.
That is great. So let me, first of all, we got a lot coming up here. We are going to have Leland Vittern on the show, News Nation host who is a St. Louis native. He's going to weigh in on the shutdown. Rennie Knott is going to be with us this afternoon as well at 3:30. So he's not coming in the studio, but he will be with us on the phone. Obviously, I think it was maybe even a week. What's today, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was a week ago today or yesterday that all kind of started. So I look forward to that conversation. We have Sue's news, of course, in the next hour and a lot of other stuff going on. But let me just... So you like this story. I was going to tell this. So the puppy,
yes.
Max the puppy, right, who is 7 months old right now, right? What's today?
21st.
Okay. He was 7 months old 2 days ago. So he's got these little things called puppy warts in his mouth, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently they're common. I'd never heard of them before. It's a virus thing. So we take him to daycare at No Leash Needed, and then he gets all the energy worn out. He plays with the other dogs, and he's really kind of a rock star there. The staff loves him. So a few weeks ago, he came up with this puppy wart thing, and there was only one, I think. And we went to the vet. The vet did what they call crushing it, and then he had to stay out for a few days. So that's fine. So then last week, they're like, no, he's got a bunch of these things. And I call the vet, and the vet's like, well, pretty much it's got to run its course, you know, to build up the immunity, and it could take 3 to 5 months. I'm like, wait, well, what? So, you know, at this point, he's house trained, I'd say 98%. And, you know, he can hang out, and I'm not worried about him getting into too much trouble, although he does like grabbing things from the counter. But I got to get exercise, right?
Yeah, that's the key.
So yesterday morning, I took him to George Winter Park, which is over there. I would say it's near Gravois Bluffs, if you know that area. And it's a beautiful park, and there's actually a big boat launch ramp there for the Merrimack. A lot of people go in there. Oh. If you pull into the park, you go to the right, there's a big parking lot because they put their boats in there, and it's right along the river. And what they did back at the other area where the park is there's a trail, and there's a paved trail that goes back, kind of comes out closer where Old Fenton is. But they have this growth. It used to be just an open field, but there's a pond in there, and there's all this growth, and it's beautiful because they cut paths, right?
Oh, nice.
So you can walk through and do a hike. Now, yesterday I took him there, and I want to let him off the leash because I want him to run, right? Now, technically, you're not supposed to do that, and I break the rules all the time. So yesterday went pretty well. He did go into the pond and ended up, I called him swamp ass last night because he didn't smell too good. But I'm like, okay, that went pretty well. Let's take him back here today. So I take him back, and we're doing our thing. There's nobody there. So I'm like, I let him off the leash right away because there's not even cars in the parking lot, and I knew I was relatively safe because the worst thing that could happen is he goes and chases another dog down, and they get into it, and
that'd be bad.
Well, he's a friendly dog, but you don't know what the other dog might do.
Right.
You know, like if he runs up to another dog, he's not going to be aggressive in a mean way, but he wants to play. But the dog might say, hey, what the hell is coming at me? So I'm walking him around today. Everything's going well. I have my camera with me. Oh, thank you, Ethan. This is going to change the world. Ready? And I'm doing a little slow-mo video. He's running toward me. He's just having a blast, right? I noticed that he dipped into the pond a little bit, but he's just having fun. So we start to circle around the other way, and I'm keeping him within like 50 yards of me, and if he gets a little bit too far ahead, I call him, and then he comes back, and he looks at me, and then he starts playing again. So today, I start walking in the other direction, and he doesn't follow me, and I'm like yelling his name, and I'm saying, treat, treat, because I brought some treats. Well, he was not coming back. And I start walking toward where he was, and I keep walking, and I keep walking, and I keep yelling, and I keep yelling. He's nowhere to be found.
Oh, my gosh.
Nowhere to be found. Now, I'm trying to think of things very quickly what to do. I knew he had his collar on. He's got my phone number on his collar, right?
Gosh.
He's also chipped. But, I mean, Sue, I'm in, at this point, all-out panic mode. So I come back the pass, and I go all the way back to the parking lot. There's an elderly couple. Maybe not elderly, an older couple. Sorry if I offended you, if you were the couple. Hey, I lost my dog. If you guys see him, he's got a number on him. And then these two dudes were sitting at a picnic table closer to where the river was. And they had like this little dog. It was like a Pomeranian or something. And they had it set up on the picnic table. And the guy's like, yeah, your dog's over here. And he was just running around. Now, he had circled all the way around. I'm not even convinced that he didn't go on the road that leads back to that park.
Oh, my gosh.
And he came back around, and he got to the parking lot, and the guy grabbed him. But I was in full heart attack mode
for
a little bit because at this point, Fred, it's you know, tight on my time to get in here to work. So I'm literally thinking I'm just going to have to leave and then hope that somebody calls the number.
Mark.
I didn't know what to do.
Oh.
So letting him off the leash in the future might not be the
answer.
Best idea. I think I'm going to have to monitor, but that scared the hell out of me.
Well,
did they
have him by the collar, or did they? Okay.
Not at first, but when they told me, they're like, he's right back here in the woods, and he comes toward the picnic table, and the dude just grabbed his collar, and then it was fine. You know, he was just playing, but I mean, when I'm yelling his name out and I'm saying the word treat, which is pretty effective if he's in the backyard or if he gets away from us in another situation.
Wow.
That's why they have those rules out there, Sue. Do not let your dogs off the leash.
Let me write that down.
You follow the rules. Hang on. I dropped my reading glasses.
Okay.
It's one of those days. Mm-hmm. So I'm paging through the the Facebook and doing a little doom scrolling, although it wasn't in the middle of the night. And here's what, has anyone else done this the last couple of days? Fred, you're not really a social media Facebook guy, right?
No.
So you go through Facebook every once in a while.
Yeah, I do.
All right, do you see anything that in the last 24 hours that has kind of taken off from some of your liberal friends on Facebook? And I'll just kind of tell you what it is.
No,
it's,
I don't know.
A lot of people are up there and they're pissed off about this demolition to the White House, right? So all my lefty friends are up there, happening now, demolishing a portion of the East Wing to build Trump's $250 million ballroom. He already had Jackie Kennedy's Rose Garden destroyed. He posted a video of himself in a crown and a robe, blanking on America. That was actually kind of funny. So this is all over the place. Like my friend Rod Lurie, I love Rod. He is a movie director. He's done some really good stuff over the years, and we became friends. He founded an organization that I was once a member of called Broadcast Film Critics, which became Critics' Choice. But Rod's like, he's for a guy who was in the military, and he has made some movies that are not exactly, you know, left-wing movies. They are more around the, you know, maybe the theme of America being great, not America being evil. But he posts all the time about stuff. And this was one. There's absolutely nothing more symbolic of the United States today than this photo of part of the East Wing being bulldozed in order to satisfy another one of Trump's gaudy desires. So I kind of heard about this a little bit. And then I start seeing all these posts. And I'm like, why are people so pissed off about this? What in the world? Why would people be mad about something like this, Sue? Do you know? Or
for
why
lack
would they
of
be
anything
mad?
Else to be mad about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but is there anything in particular that would come up? It's $250 million, right? Well, that's a lot of money, right? That's yeah. Where's that money coming from? Guess what?
Him.
It ain't coming from the taxpayers.
Yeah.
It's coming from him, Lockheed Martin. There's other donors. It's being completed with private donations. So here's a question that the left-wingers never would ask themselves. And this is what I asked myself, okay? When I started hearing people bitch about this, two questions come to mind, right? And I just answered one of them. The other question is, hey, is there any possibility? I know that this is impossible for you people who are Trump deranged beyond help. Is there any way that you can sit back and say, hey, maybe we needed this. Maybe it's something like Trump says, we don't have room for enough people at state dinners. We haven't done this in a long time. Let's do a renovation to this part of the White House that is long overdue. And hey, let's do this. Let's not use taxpayer dollars doing it. So what the hell is the complaint about doing it?
Yeah,
what is it?
Well, they're not left with anyone.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's unreal that every little thing, they cannot take just one thing and look at it. I can't wait to see my responses because, by the way, I couldn't help myself, and I usually don't do this, and I've learned my lesson on Facebook, but there were two people, including Rob, that said, and here was my response, just terrible, terrible, a long overdue project completely paid for by private donations. I can't think of anything worse, right?
What
so,
did they say?
And
to
here,
that?
Here is Phil Schulberg, who I used to ride bikes with, who I always knew was a left-wing lunatic, says, it is terrible, Mark, to desecrate one of the world's iconic buildings with a huge overdone ballroom that will overshadow it. How do you know that?
He does.
Have you seen the architectural design for this thing?
No,
of course not. But you hate Trump so freaking much that anything he does. Oh, here's Rod. Let's see what he said. Overdue. Rod says, overdue? Question mark. I've never in my life heard anyone ask for this. As for those donations, do you know where they're coming from, Mark? Well, right now, I don't know where they're coming. He wants like a full accounting. But why in the hell are you so pissed off? Okay, do you know that it wasn't long overdue?
No, I don't know anything.
When's the last time we did a renovation of the White House, right? They did something to the Rose Garden. Maybe every once in a while, we need to take, you know, some attention to our government infrastructure. I can't wait to hear the comments because that type of thing just pisses me off so much. It's just utterly ridiculous. You know, you want to complain. And then the No Kings thing too is nonsense. It really, you know who took the No Kings thing down very effectively was Batya. And Fred's looking at me like, Mark, you better shut up because you're going too long. So I'll save that for a little later. How about that? I can see those glances. I feel the heat.
I'm here. All about the clock.
We're coming back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, one of the big media stories around here has been Rennie not leaving KSTK. He's going to join us after the bottom of the hour. I have, I got some crazy golf cart news for you after the top of the hour. Have a something new for fine dining that is becoming part of the equation. You're going to be blown away by
really?
It. It's water, okay? I'm not even making
wow,
that
I'm
up.
Wow, I'm really hip right that. Now then.
Right. It's and Jessica Koteski will be with us from the Washington Free Beacon in the next hour. Right now, we have a St. Louis native media star. Leland Vittert is here, News Nation host. He is a St. Louis native. He used to intern for Charlie Brennan over at KMOX, and he's got a book out that we talked about called Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father and a Grateful Son in My Journey with Autism. We talked with him about that a couple of weeks ago. Leland, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, and I have to thank you. I think you were one of the very first interviews I did for Born Lucky, book that gives hope to every parent of a kid having a hard time, and the message resonated. We started off at number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, and I don't know whether you're going to take the credit, but I'll give it to you anyway and to your listeners.
I always take credit for stuff that I'm not, you know, deserving of credit for, but that's awesome. And I've seen a lot of my fellow media folks out there who have had you on their shows and been talking about this in particular. By the way, I don't think I said this, but I mentioned your name to Batyangar Sargon, who's a friend and a friend of the show, and she heaped unbelievable praise because she said basically she wouldn't be where she is if it wasn't for you.
Well, Batya is a good friend and really excited to have her at News Nation. She now hosts the 4 p.m. show on Saturday and obviously right. is a valued contributor and just does a great job. So we're glad to have her and any help I can give her along the way was really just helping us and helping our viewers and our listeners hear from her.
I love Batya because she, you know, she's unpredictable and she comes at every issue with a unique perspective and she kind of tackles every issue, you know, separately. And I try to do that as well on this show. Let me ask you just some thoughts on what's happening in Washington right now. On the one hand, you have, you know, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats saying, hey, the Republicans aren't even coming back here to Washington. They say they want to do work. Why are they not here? Then you have John Thune saying, look, we've already said we're going to agree to sit down with you. We'll talk about these ACA subsidies, whatever else might be on the table. But we have to pass this CR and get the government going. They voted again, I think, today, Leland, on this. But there's no movement. So where does this thing actually get settled? Because I'm hearing more and more that this is going to last maybe even into Thanksgiving time.
Well, I think you just said the magic word. Interestingly enough, people outside of Washington have very little care for the words CR, which is a continuing resolution, which funds the government while everybody argues about things and spends more money that we don't have. We're writing in War Notes. That's our daily newsletter that comes out every day. You can subscribe for free at warnotes.com about how the inflection points that are coming up. Number one, food stamps, which is known as Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, called SNAP.
SNAP, right.
The funding for that runs out at the end of the month. And you already have the blue state governors blaming Republicans. So wait till the weekend after the first of the month, and you're going to have a bunch of local news reporters at grocery stores as people can't afford their groceries, and then it's going to be they can't afford their turkeys. That's number one. Number two, you're going to have the continued meltdown of air traffic control and of the nationwide aviation system. As flights get delayed, more and more air traffic controllers call out sick, more and more flights get delayed, and then you're going to have anchors camping out at airports. And yeah. It is going, and so that's where this is going to come to a head, right? Now, the question is, do Democrats either A, cave, B, do Republicans cave, or C, there's another option, which is that John Fetterman, the only Democrat who seems to have some understanding that we need to keep the government open, you can't just shut things down that you don't like,
right?
And that you lose when you do that. He has said that he thinks that he would vote with Republicans to break the filibuster. Normally you have to have 60 votes to get things done in the Senate because of the filibuster. There's what they call the nuclear option to break the filibuster, which if Fetterman goes along with, would be a real statement. And I think it was probably meant as a way to try and push Democrats to start thinking about what is the off ramp here.
So here's just while I have this opportunity, here's what Senator Fetterman said.
Some of your Republican colleagues have proposed nuking the filibuster to force the government to reopen. What do you
mean? Yeah, of course. Carve it out for that. Absolutely. We ran on that. We ran on killing the filibuster. Now we love it. You know, it's like carve it out so we can move on.
So when he says carve it out, it sounds like he's saying there's a process where you could not just dump the entire filibuster process, which Republicans have been against in the past. And, you know, you got to wonder what might happen if the Democrats are back in control, but maybe make an exception for appropriation bills or CRs like this. Is that what he's saying?
I am not an expert in the parliamentary nuance of the Senate. And I suggest no one begins to do that. This is the problem, right? And I think that is exactly what he's saying, is you start making exceptions to the filibuster rule, and there already are exceptions, right, about judges, and then it was about Supreme Court justices, and on and on and on. Both sides have sort of gone one step further, always in trying, in pushing the limits. And invariably, when you do that, you end up with the other side regretting it later on. So Republicans can do that. They can bust the filibuster rule and go nuclear, as it's called in Washington. And again, at some point, they are going to come back and rue that day, just like Democrats did when they broke the filibuster for judges.
Well, what is the, I have a couple of sound bites that I'm going to play later in the show. One is from Joe Scarborough taking, a victory lap saying the Republicans are getting killed on this shutdown thing. You know, all the polling is against him. Then on the other hand, I have Harry Enten on a competing network of yours giving some poll numbers that show that President Trump is actually growing in his support. So this is another one of those things where one side of the media tells you another thing and the other side says another thing. How do you even know what the truth is on this?
Well, the truth is, which often doesn't matter in Washington,
true,
that Republicans are voting over and over to keep the government open or to fund the government, and Democrats are voting against it. Now, you can like that, you cannot like that, you can spin it. That is the truth. The optics of it are different, right? And perception is reality. And Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So when Democrats say that, as one did on my show last night, it is a very convenient talking point. And I think Republicans are starting to get better, and it's why you're now seeing them hold votes every day to say, look, we're trying to open the government. Democrats won't let us. We're trying to open the government. Democrats won't let us. And then that gives them a better position to say, okay, fine, we're going to bust the filibuster and open the government. The idea of people not having food stamps and airplanes significantly delayed is going to be a tipping point here.
I think you're probably right about that. Let me just get your thoughts before I let you go on what happened over the weekend with no Kings. I admitted yesterday, look, I dip out of the news coverage for the weekend. I don't know about you, just because I get so much of it during the week. So I didn't see a lot of coverage of the no Kings. And what I did see was fake images that were on Twitter. What effect, if any, does that have? Were those real people out there? It was mainly white people over the age of 60, I think, who were protesting. But thoughts on what went on over the weekend?
Oh, boy. I think there's a lot there. I think, yes, I think it is very real. I think there's an anger among a certain group of people, and you can easily dismiss them. I would just remind Republicans that Democrats laughed at the Tea Party in 2009, and then we ended up with Donald Trump, we collectively meaning America, in 2016. So dismiss these kinds of movements at your own peril, whichever side does so. The next part of it, I would say, is that I was really struck by the interviews of how many people were willing to talk, either openly celebrating or calling for violence. That was, I thought, pretty significant and scary. And third, I think that the last part of what we saw is that Democrats, and we'll have this on the show tonight, Democrats are all in on resisting Trump. Every time they've done that, it has not worked out well. The American people are not interested in resistance. They're selfish. They're interested in things that can help them. And I think that the more Democrats play into that is why Trump keeps bear baiting them over and over and over again to be more about hating Trump. When Democrats are hating Trump, that's good for Trump.
Check out Leland tonight, News Nation, 8 p.m. Central, if I'm not mistaken. That is correct, right? I want to make sure I get the right time on there, Leland. And give the website for the book as well.
So bornluckybook.com. It is back in stock on Amazon. And join the Born Lucky journey. I've not heard from anybody who's upset that they did.
That's awesome. No, I've heard great response and great reaction. Thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
Take care. Rennie, not...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, so I had a listener weigh in on my almost lost dog issue, and he said put an Apple AirTag on the collar.
Oh, not a bad idea.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but also maybe a leash.
Well, okay, but I want him to run off the leash because he gets exercised that way, and I like to break the rules, so I can't have him sprinting the way that I want to. I think I just need – it could be a two-person job, too. In other words, if Becky's out there with me or Alexa, then you kind of have a little bit different dynamic going on. All right, well, the big media story here on St. Louis has been about Rennie Knott leaving Five on Your Side morning anchor role on KSDK. He's been making a lot of comments in the aftermath of that up on Facebook and on X, and was on one of our sister stations yesterday, KMOX. And Rennie, we tried to grab you, and then you slipped out the back door because I was going to ask you to come on yesterday in person. But you're on with us on the phone this afternoon. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. I apologize for not being able to come in today, but, you know, as reality becomes reality, it's becoming a little bit more difficult. Still on that downslide of life and hoping that be close to balancing back up.
Yeah, look, and I say this with all sincerity, and you probably don't know this about me, but I had a pretty serious mental health issue over the summer. I missed almost 7-8 weeks of work. I mean, it was awful, and I've talked about it quite publicly. But with all sincerity, just going through something like this, I worry about people, and I worry about you because I hear things, and I know you say you're not really a stressed person, but let's be honest here. This is a stressful situation, right?
I would say, yes, it is a stressful situation if you're someone without hope. But I cling to my hope. I cling to my faith. And I just, you know, for me, being stressed out about it doesn't solve the problems, move you forward. And truly, you have to look towards what could happen. What are the possibilities? Because if I spend my time staying stagnant, staying in the here and the now, as far as that just happened to me, oh, my gosh. Well, that's not going to do me any good. Not going to do my wife any good. Not going to do my family any good. So my thought is, well, what's next? What else can we do? What can I continue to do that I love to do and find a way to make that work? And I love telling St. Louis stories. I love being a part of our community. And I don't believe that I'm going to walk away from that or stop trying to do that.
Well, you're good at what you do. Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt about it. Plus, you got to keep dressing the way you are, because I've declared that you're the best dressed guy in media in St. Louis.
That is very nice of you. A lot of suits that have gone unused for the last couple of weeks.
No, I like your style. I really do. But look, what do you think happened? I mean, is the St. Louis Magazine, Sarah Fenske's pretty buttoned up on stuff, and obviously they gave you a chance to respond, and we went through the update yesterday of sort of the timeline of all this. Did you think that the you know, the piece that Sarah did in St. Louis Magazine, was that fair to you, do you think?
I mean, I just find it odd that I'm, you know, trying to defend myself around accusations and allegations and things like that and unnamed sources. But at the same time, I understand that's also what journalists do. You know, oftentimes you get information and then you need to follow it up as best you can with the person that is being named. So I'm the person being named. It's difficult because I think it breaks my heart. Not that I think, gosh, it breaks my heart to know that someone thought those things about me, or someone believes that this is a part of my being, that I would be someone of that type of nature. And I have never threatened anyone. I've never made points to, hey, I'm going to get you or anything like that. If anything, I said it was either in a joking manner.
Right.
Or I didn't say it at all, or it was something that was taken out of context of an original conversation. The hard part about all this is when I did talk with our HR person, it was never, well, on June 5th, you had this and you said that, and then that person responded that way. It was just, have you ever used this word? Have you ever said this? And it was a very, corporate type of responses when I thought that the person knows me and would probably understand that I'm pretty sure I didn't say that,
right,
or didn't say it in the way that it's being assumed.
Yeah, well, so, you know, my gut on this, and let me just be honest, my gut's always wrong, but it seemed like maybe this is a money thing, a contract thing, or it was an HR issue, which it turned out to be. And my initial comments last week were, well, this was someone who was triggered, and we talk about snowflakes all the time, but you firmly believe that whatever they were trying to pin on you was something that was mischaracterized and things that you simply did not say.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say this. You know me and you've been around me. We've done events together. I remember we did one off of Cass Avenue together.
Yep.
And never once have I, it would be hard pressed to find someone to feel like I ever insulted them, let alone threatened them, let alone try to big up them. In other words, you know who I am type
right,
of thing.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I have no reason to be that person. I have no gain in those opportunities. My thing has always been to treat people the way I want to be treated. And I don't care who you are, what you do, everybody's the same to me. So if I'm meeting the president today and earlier I just talked to the guy who opened the door, I'm going to say the same things to them as far as, hey, how you doing? You know, great to see you. Thank you so much. So I guess the hard part in all of this is I am defending accusations where I keep saying, if something was said, what was the context of the conversation? Did I just get off the elevator and start yelling all this stuff? Like, and if that's the case, well, how was I still there all this time?
Yeah, that's what makes it frustrating because, yep, you don't know. Right. And look,
I don't know. And it hurts. I sat here today. I talked to someone earlier and they brought up a different accusation. And it just hurts me to think that, one, either someone actually felt that, or two, someone is just saying that to back up an argument. And then I keep saying to myself, well, what is their gain?
Yeah.
I mean, if their gain was for me not to be there, I'm not there. Okay. Move on with your life. I'm trying to move on with my life, but I don't know.
So when this all happened last week, here's the thing. Like, you know, you do the same thing if and I'm not as high profile, but if another media member was you know, in a situation, you'd be curious, right? So I'm trying to find out what happened. I'm like, okay, what the hell happened here? I'm asking people. Somebody tells me something that was a comment that was made about guns. And I thought, that's outrageous. That's not the Rennie. I don't repeat that to anyone because I'm thinking that is not the guy that I know. And it just seems so weird that would be even something that you would say. But then that ends up being part of the equation that's in, you know, the St. Louis Magazine story and a reference to an AK-47. And you made clear in your Facebook post, look, I don't even have guns, right?
I have to kind of laugh only because it keeps me from being frustrated because I'm going, I don't have guns. I don't believe in guns. I've never touched a gun. I've never been around one outside of standing next to a police officer or doing a story about someone who is shooting guns. In other words, I did a story on women buying more, are becoming, what I want to say, getting their gun licenses and things like that. Right. And I did a couple of stories about people who fire the shotguns for Olympic competitions. But aside from that, I'm not around them. And the biggest problem I have with guns is when you're in St. Louis media, you see and read and talk about shootings and report shootings all the time. And 99% of those shootings happen in a certain community, happens in my community, in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And so I get tired and sickened of the fact that young Black minds, young Black dads, young Black sisters, and it just aren't surviving.
It's
and
awful.
So we don't know the great people who could have been because of these things. Over trivial stuff. So I'm not going to make light of trivial things. So I don't know where those conversations came from. I don't know if that was someone that felt like, oh, he said that directly or overheard me say something and never heard the rest of it. My conversations with our HR department when I was asked questions was about wording. And did you say this? Not like, did you direct this to this person and then threaten them in this way? None of that. It was more or less the things that I was supposedly had said, that person felt concerned about.
Yeah, and then they cite, I'm guessing, then they cite a zero tolerance policy.
Well, yeah, and obviously I know about this, but my thing was, I understand the zero tolerance policy, but are we taking into account what the conversation was?
Yeah, right,
because
the context.
If you're waiting until that day, they're saying people talk to multiple people and all this was going on. And I'm going, okay, so this was going on for how many weeks, how many months, how many years? And no one said anything to me until, Thursday, 2 weeks ago.
October 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rennie, it's Sue Thomas.
That Friday. It wasn't even that Thursday. It was that Friday. So the 10th. No one said anything to me until then.
Yeah, that's weird.
I guess my question, Rennie, it's Sue Thomas, is kind of the same thing. In other words,
you don't really get to defend yourself if no one will say, well, here's the scenario we were given.
Yeah.
Did this happen?
Yeah.
So I guess part of my frustration on your behalf would be, how do I address something when it's all nebulous stuff out in the air?
Yeah.
Not here's a specific situation.
It's really hard. And I think, too, that if all you're doing is trying to defend, then people are going to go, well, he must have done something because, look, he's talking to this person and talking to that person. The last thing I want is that my life is this public now. And I told my wife the other day, I go, I guess I have been a public person being on television, not understanding that your life after that is still a public interest.
Right.
Because, you know, the questions people ask of me are the questions I've asked of others because, you know, you're on a story and all that. And I was like, wow, it's flipped in the other direction. This must be what it's like for that person to try to get someone to understand, and yet they're still skeptical. Well, there's got to be, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire type of thing. And I'm just going, I don't believe so. That's not to say that my perception is someone else's perception.
No, and I get that. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Look, I'm the worst person when it comes to looking only through my lens and not other people's lens. And, you know, I've tried to work on that a little bit because it's important to do. So here, there's one hang up I have in all this that I don't understand. Why resign? Why not make them fire you?
Which is a great question and a wonderful question. And I go, yes, I get that. So here's why. Why would you want to work or be a part of a team that you feel doesn't want you to be a part of the team? Why would you want to enter a place and wonder, well, who is with me and who is against me? Who is welcoming the fact that I'm there and believe that I'm a part of this? Or it's like, oh, it's him again.
Yeah.
I wish he would leave. And so I just felt that all that I have done there over 21 years, which, and I keep making the point, I never had a bad review, never been to HR, have had glorious opportunities to do so many things, including cover four Olympics, representing our station and representing our country.
And fact, wait, by the way, Olympics. And they were looking at you. We didn't mention this, but they were going to put you in the 5 p.m. anchor slot, right?
I was going to, yeah. And hopefully that was going to lead to something down the line
if
Mike ever decided to retire and I actually became somebody that people trusted in the evening. And I thought, well, then how can I achieve all of that yet at the same time be this behind the scenes person? And then no one knew anything about it till that day, or no one had said anything about it till that day. How come it wasn't brought up to me in the prior to? Why wasn't it whispered about?
Yeah, that's baffling. I'm not saying,
and someone asked me this the other day, you think someone's out to get you? I said, no, I don't believe so. I just don't understand. And one thing that I, after having the conversation with HR, that I started to understand was that even though I may think whatever I said might be a joke, might be, you know, because I'm talking to you and not to someone else, but if someone else hears it and perceives it differently, then it becomes a concern for them. So they take that concern to HR, but the concern never comes back to you.
Yeah, and that's what happens.
Right.
Look, this is a different climate, and you're talking to someone who's got a pretty thick HR folder, unfortunately. So I know how these things work, and I've seen the changes, you know, over the last decade in particular. Listen, you know clocks on television and radio better than anyone. I got to get to a break here, but I appreciate you coming on here. And hang in there, dude, because, look, this is tough, and I know you say you're not stressed, but if you're not sleeping and you're losing weight, believe me, you're stressed. So hang in there, stay positive, and keep us posted.
I can lose weight.
Ah!
Oh, I appreciate that. You take care of yourself.
All right.
And we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rennie. I appreciate it. Well, Sue, as you know, we're only a couple of days away. 48 hours from now, we'll be live at Lit Cigar Lounge Chesterfield. It's right near the factory and Topgolf out there. We're doing our big birthday party and can't wait to see a bunch of folks, especially those who took the time and spent the money on the VIP tickets. We still have RSVPs available. It's a free event, so you don't need to spend any money. But we'd like to know how many people are coming. You can do that at 971talk.com and register for the event. Great to talk with Rennie Knott. I'm glad that he did it. I mean, you know, there is a part of me, just because I've seen what's happened with HR departments, and candidly, I've been involved with them. And, you know, I had somebody tell me that was in a supervisory position in a different company that it's just not the same that it is. I mean, that they said you would not believe some of the things that come in as HR complaints from younger workers in particular that should not be in any circumstances HR complaints. Now, the thing about Rennie's deal that's a little different is the whole thing with guns. That doesn't make any sense. It's hard for me to believe that that wasn't said in a way that was taken out of context. But there are some of these things that we're just never going to know. I mean, he's being very aggressive in defending himself. The company's not going to say anything at this point. And unless someone over there says things on the record, which I would not expect that they would do, there'll be a lot of mystery to this. But I can understand, just as someone who would be a little confused, you know, in his own situation, that you have people making accusations, and then there's more accusations, and then the next thing you know, boom, you're gone, and you say, wait a second, what? How did this happen so quickly?
And somebody brought up online, I wonder, you know what we didn't ask him, is if he has a non-compete, because somebody said maybe he could take over for Pertzborn.
Well, I think that if he quit. I that might
negate it, right?
I don't know.
But I don't know how that works.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I forgot to ask
that. Is a good question. Well, look, I think he's going to be in the market for work, and he's talented, and he should find it. But that's interesting. I didn't think about the Pertzborn thing, right? But let's face it, Sue, as there's negative publicity that also has surrounded that, that makes other companies nervous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.